This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
As I said before, in late August, South Florida's the best place, well, best place to be anytime during high school football season. But the Broward National Football Showcase is the elite showcase, nationally recognized. They kick things off once again this year with some really good matchups, some outstanding out-of-state teams. Kevin Perry, Dr. Kevin Perry, has been at the center of this from the beginning, along with a lot of hardworking people. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. Everybody, you know as well as I do, there's no secrets anymore. Everybody gets a jump on everybody. But nevertheless, what you guys have done to secure yet another great showcase is an amazing thing, and I thank you for coming on with us.
Well, first, thank you for everything that you do for all the athletes and the schools, and you know that's such tremendous things about you. And it was 50 some years now. So thank you for that. And yeah, people started figuring out the schedule, so might as well just go ahead and let the cat out the bag.
Well, first of all, you got your big games that'll be ESPN games. And I know that, you know, not to minimize any of the other teams that are playing, but obviously ESPN brings their cameras down here. And then you guys kind of like fill in the rest. Who are going to be the marquee ESPN games first?
Well, we don't have anything set in stone with ESPN at the moment, so to be determined. But it's usually with their power, right, you know, or high power schools. The biggest one is St. Thomas Aquinas versus Mater Dei. Mater Dei, defending national champions. Coach Harriet, he does an amazing job with St. Thomas, and he did not shy away from this matchup. So we've been talking about it for a while. Never really happened. So this year it's finally going to happen. John and I would be facing St. Francis, a rematch from 2 years ago. And right now, both teams are projected to be top 10 in the country next year. Wow. And American Heritage is playing St. Joe's out of Pennsylvania. That they were in their inaugural season with their schedule. And, it's just those six schools alone. I mean, you're talking six schools ranked in the top 24 in the country.
Outstanding. And, you know, let's bounce back a little bit to the St. Thomas game against Mater Dei. And St. Thomas last year opened up with Bishop Gorman, a really good football program, as well as we found out, you know, they only lost once last year. Mater Dei is just, they're just a wrecking crew, and they've done an outstanding job. And I know that you've had St. John Bosco here the last couple of years, and they've loved it. This year, actually, they're going, I believe, to Bradenton, so to play Manatee. But then you also have that matchup, St. Francis Academy, who was always loaded. And I think this may be Chaminade's best team in a long time. They're stacked on both sides of the ball. They're deep. They picked up some new faces. They come back intact with one of the best running backs in the country. The number one player for 2026 in the state of Florida, and Derek Cooper. And then you have a really good defending state champion in American Heritage. I think everybody kind of sold them short last year. Dia Bell is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, as he continues to prove. They've kind of reloaded in a lot of areas. So those three games, I'll tell you what, Kevin, those are kind of games that everybody's going to kind of gravitate to towards. And I know when the national writers start writing on them, and I know Zach Paugh from Max Preps, he thinks that this event is probably second to none. So there you go. You fire some shots. Then locally, you're going to bring the fans in some interesting matchups. Talk about the other games that that are slated throughout the tournament or the event.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the public schools that we have. And each one of these schools, they rightfully deserve to be in it. They're consistent. They got better each year. First one I'll start with is Piper versus Peachtree Ridge out of Georgia. Coach Short, he's done a tremendous job there at Piper. I can't wait to see that game. We also have Monarch returning. They will be playing Jacksonville Bulls. We have West Broward playing nationally ranked Quarter Canyon out of Utah.
Wow.
And we have Dillard versus Miami Norman.
Wow. You got to, those are pretty darn good. Let's examine, look at West Broward Quarter Canyon. I mean, you may even have Zach Wilson come out to that game. I mean, Zach playing there and now playing with the Dolphins. He may even stop by and watch a game like that. Obviously, Brian McCartney's done an outstanding job, as you said. He's got some talent. They score some points. They play really good defense. I'm excited about that. Peachtree Ridge comes back. They were here last year, lost by 1 point to Monarch. And then you have Piper, and I agree, and you know football and as well as any. And certainly the job that Coach Short has done is just outstanding. Then another game that you kind of hit me out of left field with, Norland Dillard, two South Florida longtime powers. Both teams are going to be stacked with talent, and I'm excited about that game. And then Jacksonville Bulls, who I thought had an opportunity last year to do some great stuff. They lost a tough game in the playoffs. I believe they lost to Reigns. Against a Monarch team that's been right on the verge. So you have seven really good games. Now, when will time and date be announced on those?
We are still working on that. It'll be a few more weeks, but you can always check on the Broward Education Foundation website, which is browardedfoundation.org. None of this would be possible without, James Knapp, Sean Sarah, Griffin Sarah, Dwayne for their foundation, and with BCAA, with Patty, Rocky, Kristen, and Jen. Without them, this would never happen, so I definitely got to give them a shout-out. Love everything that we do together, and just to keep making our kids better and better and exposing them.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. Kevin Perry joining us, the Broward National Football Showcase. I mean, this is really – now, this is year four, and it's really morphed into, as, Zach Poff, a national writer from Max Prep said, the best event. Of any that they have, especially, all in one area. Certainly you have some, as you mentioned, the marquee teams, but I think from a local standpoint, there's some good tests. There's some really good games. I don't think anybody realizes. I mean, the Norland and Dillard game is going to draw a lot of people. Norland has some new faces, obviously. Their quarterback has moved on. Dillard, as you mentioned, been consistent. They've added some new faces in the offseason. They've done an outstanding job as well. I'm excited about to see the game with Bowles and Monarch. Coach Davis every year has a loaded deck. Last year came, he lost a tough game in the playoffs down in Homestead, to South Ridge, rather, and stopped them. Talk about some of those local teams, because I know that you I mean, last couple of years, we've had Western. Props to them. They did a great job over the last couple of years. Miramar did awesome. Cardinal Gibbons, we can't say enough about what they did. But those are really good teams, and especially local programs. And I know that everybody wants to keep that Broward Showcase alive. Talk about some of those. We know about the marquee teams, and as we get closer, we're going to have all the coaches on. As you know, we do that every year. But talk about some of these matchups and some of the things that the visiting teams get. I know that they get to that in the past they got an opportunity to go to Dave and Buster's and play games and eat some food, and it was kind of like a bowl atmosphere. Talk about that, because I think, Kevin, that's the best part of this whole thing. This is like, and even the Lake Mary coach told me last year when I saw him, the thing that he liked about this was they were treated like a bowl game.
That's exactly what we want it to be. We all know the statistics, and it's getting harder and harder with our kids. When I say our kids, high school kids getting scholarships for the transfer portal. I want to be able to give them a bowl experience while they're in high school. So last year, you know, when the teams got here, we would cover two nights of their hotel, two charter buses, three meals a day. Like you said, a trip to Dave and Buster's. And they would eat, play games there. We also do an additional Florida attraction. And most teams pick the airboat rides at Holiday Park. But Adidas is a major sponsor. They give us a book bag, shirt, and a lanyard for each participant in the showcase.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, as time comes on closer, we'll get you back on. We'll kind of break the teams down a little bit more. But again, I appreciate you as always, man. Thanks a lot for at least stopping by with us. Give us an early preview. I know that a lot of writers around the state were waiting on the release of the full schedule, and now they got it. And all we're waiting for is the day, the dates and the times. And again, thanks so much for letting us be a vehicle of this every year. And I know that, as you said, there's a lot of hardworking people. I do want to shout out my boy Dave Brousseau, who works extremely hard on the program. Does a great job as a media liaison for it as well. And all right, Kevin, thanks, man.
Well, thank you. One more last shout out for Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Busters and Adidas. I got to give it to them. Without them, we couldn't get this done. So, and Visit Lauderdale as well. Major shout out to all of our major partners.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Good job. Kevin, Dr. Kevin Perry, Broward National Football Showcase.